This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese Vice Premier Liu He expressed optimism that the two countries will reach a trade agreement and defuse a dispute between the world's two largest economies as both sides agreed to continue their negotiations. Now, there is cause for some optimism, according to Yan Lang, an associate professor of economics at Willamette University.
So the most recent talks have focused on some very thorny issues like, you know, technology transfer, intellectual property rights protection, agriculture, services, and currency. So the fact that the both sides show some optimism about, you know, possible deals, progress, I think that's a great sign.
The vice premier has been granted authority to negotiate directly with the U.S. by Chinese President Xi Jinping. According to Reuters reporter Gillian Kitchener, at least two people have been killed along Venezuela's border with Brazil after indigenous groups tried to stop a military convoy loyal to President Nicolas Maduro.
In another small town near the Brazilian border, troops fired tear gas at protesters, reportedly wounding at least five people. On Thursday, Maduro closed down Venezuela's southern border with Brazil.
The guards informed us that nothing can pass, not vehicles, nobody walking, nothing. So they're totally closing it, according to them, for security. But that's wrong because what other countries are doing is to help Venezuela.
Maduro, who denies there's a humanitarian crisis in Venezuela, is also threatening to close the Colombian border ahead of a Saturday deadline issued by self-proclaimed interim president and opposition leader Juan Guaido to bring the aid through. Meanwhile, a fundraising concert kicked off in the Colombian town of Cúcuta, where the aid has accumulated.
This is VOA News. President Trump said his decision to leave a small number of U.S. troops in Syria does not constitute a reversal to his plan to withdraw all troops from the country. A senior U.S. defense official told VOA that the troops will remain in Syria to help enable local forces to keep ISIS from resurging. The official said the presumption is that the several hundred troops will be part of an international peacekeeping force. Officials in northeastern India say at least 84 people have died and another 200 people, some of them in critical condition, have been hospitalized after drinking bootleg liquor. Many of the victims are tea plantation workers. Police have initiated an investigation and several people have been arrested. Hundreds of people die annually in India from drinking the cheap, illegally produced brew. Less than 2 weeks ago, more than 100 people died in northern India from drinking tainted alcohol. Bishops and archbishops from all over the world gathered at the Vatican on Saturday to attend the third day of a historical sex abuse prevention summit called by Pope Francis. Clerical leaders are ready to focus in particular on transparency after an entire day on Friday dedicated to the topic of accountability. Monsignor Robert Christopher Ndiovu is the Archbishop of Harare in Zimbabwe.
First, maybe we shall see with the conclusions. I think that they'll point the way to see exactly what is good. At the moment, it's just discussions, sharing notes, and experiences from one country to the another. And I think that in itself is positive.
Two U.S. cardinals have confirmed that the Vatican is working on a clarification to a 2016 law that was supposed to hold bishops and religious superiors accountable when they fail to protect their flocks. There could be more fireworks in Washington soon over the long-awaited Mueller report. Now, word that special counsel Robert Mueller may wrap up his investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and issue his final report in the coming weeks has Washington on edge. There's speculation over whether Mueller implicated President Donald Trump in criminal conduct or clear him in a probe that the president has repeatedly called a witch hunt and denounced to the media as recently as Friday.
At some point, I guess I'll be talking about it. But you know the nice part? There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. There was no anything. So that's the nice part. There was no phone calls, no nothing.
Another hotly debated question, will the report be made public or will Americans and the rest of the world be kept in the dark about details of an investigation that's cast a shadow over the Trump presidency? Nigeria's president says polling stations will be safe Saturday when the country holds national elections after a one-week delay. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.